welcome to Lessons with a King, your daily show to make your day in life just a little bit better. Today's lesson, lesson 77, celebrate no matter how late. You know what? There was a time where I used to feel bad when I'd, you know, wish a friend a belated birthday or like they, you know, they got an award or something and it'd be like weeks later before I could get them something. And I used to feel so bad, but then I realized that, you know what, sure, the actual date of that thing has passed, you know, so their day, say Valentine's Day just happened a couple of weeks ago. And it's February 14th and then it's passed, but then I have the intention to do something and for whatever reason, I was out of town, I was, you know, for whatever reason, I couldn't do that thing. As long as I still have that intention to do that thing, I should go ahead and do it. And then I did it once, and then the feedback I got from the person was great, because like, you know how people say the thought counts? It really does count, right? You know, because you're putting the thought to do this thing. And sometimes, while Amazon might get you your stuff in 2 days and stuff, sometimes they actually come late, especially if you want something specific, or say you order something really cool, like from an artist the person loves, and this artist is like kind of backed up and they said it's not gonna be ready when you want it. Are you just gonna cancel it? Or my suggestion would be just go ahead, do it. Celebrate that thing no matter how late. And that's for other people. Now for you, I used to feel bad when I get a win. I'll be like, okay, cool, what's the next thing? But I still do the what's the next thing. But now I get more comfortable in celebrating it because I put my friends through the ringer. I put myself through the ringer. I'm up like super late working on this thing. And then it happened. Just happened how I wanted it. I got that stuff. I got to the finish line. I shouldn't feel bad if I celebrate. So I might not get the wrap party because of COVID. But, you know, I can find ways to celebrate. Might be buying myself something nice. It might be, you know, just sleeping in some day that, you know, I'm supposed to do something. But the lesson here is that you shouldn't feel bad if you don't get to celebrate that thing on that day. As long as you have that intention, go ahead, do it. The person you are doing it for will love it, and you'll love it too. So, lesson 77, celebrate no matter how late. I'll see you tomorrow.